human cyborgs are here. In my opinion, they've been here for a long time. The military has spoken up for a long time about enhancing their soldier through neurological processes.
This is the U.S. Army's concept of the soldier of the future. This video makes it look like it's just a better equipped soldier. But notice the words neural engineering. That can mean a brain implant that connects a human to computers. The defense agency DARPA has been working on an advanced implant that would essentially put the human brain online. There could also be eye and ear implants, and more circuitry under the skin to make the ultimate fighting machine.
So, the idea of brain chips being implanted in humans is maybe new to us now in terms of the FDA approving it. But human cyborgs are things that world governments have experimented on for a long time. And as the FDA has approved and paved the way for man and machine to merge, for AI, artificial intelligence, to be able to study our brain in ways it's never done before, because now with these brain chips, it's able to collect our data. Via these brain chips, it's able to implant thoughts. Via these brain chips, it's able to know how you think. There are reports of really horrific things happening, even in animal experiments. According to this article, terrible things have happened to monkeys after getting Neuralink implant. We're so quick and easy to succumb and to submit to these diabolical processes. Yet for some reason, humanity is so willing to submit themselves to these diabolical principles that tell mankind that they can give you extra knowledge, that they can give you extra wisdom, that they can give you extra things. But in reality, Satan comes as an angel of light. Pretty diabolical what is happening all around us. Satan is waging war on humanity. Satan is an accuser. He's the accuser of the brethren. If you look at a lot of these inventors and a lot of these individuals around the world that are always talking bad about God's creation, they're always talking about the human being, how we're very limited, how we're not a unique creation of God. They're always talking down on the human being, and they're proclaiming that if you become a cyborg, somehow you'll be able to be a superhuman. Because then you can truly match up with transhumanism and their new version of human beings that is going to hit the earth via CRISPR and Cas9 technology.
If you assume any rate of advancement in AI, we will be left behind by a lot. And so then we could be in, like, you know, benign situation, but even the benign situation, if you have some, you know, if you have ultra intelligent AI, we would be, you know, so far below them in intelligence that it would be, we'd be like, you know, a pet, basically.
Pet, that's what I was thinking.
Like a pet.
Cat.
Elon, it'd be like a house cat. Yeah,
right.
It would be like the house cat.
Right.
Yeah, it's not the end of the world, you know. Sort of pet.
You've seen the movie, it could be.
Yeah. It could be. That would be the benign scenario. Mm-hmm.
So house cat is okay.
I mean, I don't love the idea of being a house cat.
Okay.
So what's the solution?
Yeah, so I think the one of the solutions, the solution that seems maybe the best one, is to have an AI layer. If you think of, like, you've got your limbic system, your cortex, and then a digital layer, a sort of a third layer above the cortex, that could work well and symbiotically with you. I mean, just as your cortex works symbiotically with your limbic system, your sort of a third digital layer could work symbiotically with the rest.
This is something that's surgically inserted or bred into the species or what?
The fundamental limitation is input-output. So we already have, we're already a cyborg.
For you see, they're no longer hiding to you the fact that they're trying to genetically create beings that they can select certain genes, splice certain genes, and make them faster, live longer, be taller, be smarter. So they tell you, for you to compete with those genetically modified beings, you need this chip in your brain. It is a lie from hell. What's amazing is that this is nothing new according to the scriptures. There's nothing new under the sun. Satan has been raging a battle and a war for our minds for a long time. In fact, does the scripture not tell you that God, one of the things that he wants to do is renew your mind? God wants to renew your mind. Satan wants to pollute your mind, manipulate your mind, manipulate your brain, control you in every step of the way. In 2 Corinthians 10, 5 through 6, it says the following, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. God understood, and in his scriptures, he's warning you that there will be a battle for your thought process, that there will be a battle for your mind, that there will be a battle for your well-being in general. And he has warned you as humanity, you're going to have a battle for your mind. The devil is going to want to tempt you. He's going to want to manipulate you. He is going to send thoughts that sound like your own. He is studying you, so he knows what gets you upset. So he's going to send you thoughts that are going to tempt you to overcome that stress and give you that dopamine that you need. It's a battle for the mind. But God is telling you that you do not have to submit to becoming a cyborg to overcome this. You have to submit to Jesus and his word. And you have to take your thoughts captive. And you take them captive and you take them to the word of God. And you allow God to win and the devil to lose. However, the world is offering you its version of taking thoughts captive. And its version of it is becoming a cyborg and allowing a brain chip from Neuralink or any other developer to help you with anxiety. Because many of these technologies will promise you that it can actually attack that depression. It can attack that anxiety before it hits. So it can recognize that you're getting anxious and hit a part of your brain that'll make you less anxious. It can recognize that you're getting depressed and it can target that part of the brain and make you less depressed. And of course, you have companies that are already making plans on being able to spam your brain with ads. Or you have the free solution that is found in Jesus Christ. And that is by taking your thoughts captive to the authority and the word of Jesus Christ. You see, what God promises you as a free gift of salvation, what God promises you and offers you in the free eternal life and salvation that is found in Jesus Christ, the devil will always have a counterfeit. We have a tech millionaire that's pursuing quest for immortality, and he has plans to reduce his biological age.
He calls himself the world's most measured human. And if you ask him how old he is, well, here's how he explains it.
So we can say my left ear is 64.
Okay.
So I have hearing damage as a child. My diaphragm strength is age 18. My lung capacity is age 18. My heart is about a dozen different ages, different features of it, but it's collectively about 37.
For those of us keeping track the old-fashioned way, he's 45, but he might not be aging like the rest of us because he is doing everything he can to try to slow down growing old.
It's an open science experiment.
What's the end goal?
To demonstrate that we can dramatically slow the rate of aging and reverse the aging that has happened. If we didn't have decay and decline as a assumption that happened, what if it would change everything about being human?
And if that sounds expensive, it is. But 10 years ago, Johnson sold his company Braintree Venmo to PayPal for $800 million. And now he spends about $2 million each year trying to reverse the aging of his body.
We set a world record reversing my epigenetic age by 5.1 years in 7 months.
Man wants to live eternal apart from Jesus. Man wants to be delivered and have a renewed mind apart from Jesus. Don't you notice that all of these technologies offer you what the scriptures offer you for free? They offer it to you with bondage? And the reason this is so alarming is because people are volunteering themselves towards transhumanism, towards genetic modification, towards becoming cyborgs, towards just surrendering themselves entirely to a diabolical antichrist spirit and system that is running rampant all over this world. And the reason why it's important for us to talk about these topics is because we're headed towards a day and age in Luke 21:11, where it speaks of great earthquakes, right? A lot of extreme events on earth. It speaks of famines, pestilences. And if we were to actually look at famines and pestilences around the world, there's a reason why they have to cloud seed to make it rain or crops won't grow. There's a reason why they have to modify seeds for them to grow or else there's no crops. Earth is under a bigger judgment than most could imagine, but there's a part that this warns you as well of, and that is fearful sights and great signs shall there be from the heaven. Most on a daily basis, instead of going to Jesus Christ, we try to solve it ourselves, or like in the case of many, they surrender to the system. But how many of you know that that fear, that manipulation, God did not give you that? God has not given us a spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us one of power and of love and of a sound mind. They want to control your mind. They don't want you to have a renewed mind in Jesus Christ. They don't want you to have a sound mind in Jesus Christ. This is why now more than ever, my dear family in the Lord, if you are undergoing tribulation in your life, if you're undergoing anxiety, depression, if you're undergoing moments of difficulties in your walk, in the name of Jesus Christ, I want you and I to pray today. Listen to me. I love you guys very much as your brother. I am no better than any of you. I'm just your brother. But hear me out for a moment, please hear. You know, in 1 Kings 19:1 through 5, we see that Jezebel, she sent a message to Elijah. Now think about this. This is Elijah, the man who was able to defeat the prophets of Baal. Yet all of a sudden, a little whisper from Jezebel has him at a point where he's depressed and he wants to end his life. Because of a whisper from Jezebel, he went under a juniper tree, it says. He came and sat down under a juniper tree and he requested for himself that he might die. It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am not better than my father's. Listen, there's a battle for your peace. There's a battle for that joy that you have in the Lord. Satan has tried to replace that joy that we have in the Lord with material things, with the things of this world. This is why he can use fear to manipulate us of stripping away the things that we love in this world, but we're not from this kingdom. We're from the kingdom of above. As we pray, and we're going to pray right now, I have a question for you. And I want you to answer it in the comment section after we pray and the video is over. But where would you rate your relationship with Jesus Christ today if you were going to simply be honest? Where would you rate him in terms of the priorities that he has in your heart today? And after you answer that in the comments, would you be so kind to tell me why do you think that's the case? And we have to be transparent with each other. Listen, on this channel, we're transparent with each other because we want to help each other grow. We may be distant because we only see and talk to each other through these videos, but I feel like I genuinely know you guys. And I want to know how you're feeling. I want to know how you're feeling. Are you today feeling like Elijah, where you've had a lot of victories, but all of a sudden you've had a bad little week or two here where you've heard something from Jezebel? I don't know if Jezebel tempted you. I don't know if Jezebel has allowed strife to come into your heart, anger to come into your heart, unbelief to come into your heart, and you're here at a point where you've given up and you're saying, God, I'm done. The world has an offer. Receive a brain chip and let the brain chip and AI manipulate your brain so that you can so-called feel better. Or the Holy Spirit has something for you today, and that is the free gift of salvation. He wants to renew your mind. He wants to take that spirit of anxiety and fear, and he wants to give you a sound mind. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence today, and we ask that your Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, convict our hearts today so that we can allow you to renew our minds. Satan is after our minds. He does not want us to have a sound mind. He does not want us to have a renewed mind. He wants us to be of this world, act like this world, and be frustrated with the things of this world. Heavenly Father, Satan has done a great job at creating problems on this earth and then acting like he's the savior to the problems on this earth so that then he can manipulate you more and more and more and more. But here you come as our savior, offering us the free gift of salvation. Will we receive that today? If there's anyone undergoing a spirit of heaviness, if there's anyone undergoing a spirit of depression, if there's anyone here today that is feeling like they love Jesus, but they're just done, they're exhausted, today I want you to know that if I could hug you through this microphone, I would love to do so. I can't, but I want you to know that in Jesus' name, he wants to send comfort to you right now, right there where you're at. Feel it in the name of Jesus. Cast down your fears in the name of Jesus. Cast down these imaginations and thoughts in the name of Jesus. Amen. Right there in the comment section. Where would you rate your relationship with Jesus Christ today? Not yesterday or tomorrow. Right now, today. And why? He loves you. We have to do more self-assessments and we're going to have a lot more to come. As always, thank you for passing by. Would you consider pressing the thumbs up button? Would you consider sharing this video? As you know, this is a non-monetized channel, so it's not like we're going to do anything other than simply spread the gospel with it. But because of the YouTube algorithm, it does help out a lot. So we appreciate that. Also, for those that like to support the broadcast, thank you for doing so. We love you very much, and we appreciate your support. May God bless you, your entire family, and I just want what's best for you and yours. I'm going to leave a video on the screen. It's a testimony of my life, my past life. Hopefully it blesses you. May God bless you always. And I look forward to reading your comments and seeing what you're going through, what your battles are. And know that I'm right there with you. I got your back in Jesus' mighty name. I love you. God bless you always.